Well, good morning, everyone. I'm glad we can be together once again this morning over Zoom. And I want to share with you this morning from this parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. It's one most of us have heard quite a bit, and you may have heard all different kinds of things about it over the years. And I can promise you this, I'm going to tell you a new thing about it again, something else. Maybe, hopefully you've never heard it. But if you have, that's okay too. It's good to repeat things. As I was reading this, some things were striking me, and I recalled an incident back when we lived in Pennsylvania. And at that time, we had a 2-acre lot, as many of you know and will remember. And we had a horse and two goats back there. And one of our friends, who no longer needed it, allowed us to borrow his manure spreader, which was very, very helpful. And we, when that got filled up, we could take it down the road to a farmer's field, and he let us spread the manure over his field. And it was working out very, very well until one day the manure spreader broke. So we got it fixed. But we were unable after that, because some time had passed by, to get a truck to haul it out of there. So we needed to hitch it up to a truck. So my friend, who is the original owner of the manure spreader, said, I can help you. And he pulled his Cadillac down into the field. This was a 90s Cadillac. It was beautiful. It was white. It was a He pulled it down into the field, backed it to the manure spreader, and hitched it up and started pulling it out. But the field was just a little too muddy, and he couldn't get the traction. So he let it go there, and we had to figure out something else to do because the manure spreader wasn't going anywhere. And I was kind of happy, too, that we didn't have to explain to people why a Cadillac was pulling a manure spreader down our road. That was, I don't know what I would have said. Maybe I'd have told him the truth, but anyway, it was quite weird. What strikes me about that is that a Cadillac is not designed and built to haul a manure spreader. As you could probably imagine, that's just not what it's made for. It's made for other things altogether. And so our works, good works of righteousness that we do, they are not done so that Jesus will accept us. Those works are signs that we love him who first loved us. Good works will open us up to growing in a life of love towards Jesus, where we know that he knows us just as we are. Now, I know that the idea that he loves us first and he accepts us and we don't work our way in, that's a familiar idea to many of us. It has been for some time. What can bring up some resistance within us is when we begin to think, we're asking Jesus into our lives to know everything about us. The dark, the light, the good, the bad, the sins, the good things, all of it. And that can cause us to think, oh, wait a minute, I don't know if I want Jesus to know all that. I'd like to take care of some of that myself before I start confessing things to Jesus. I don't want to get into the darkest part. And that is one of the things in this parable that we see with the 10 bridesmaids. Now, let's just take a closer look at that. This is a typical picture of an Eastern wedding. It would still go on in Africa and parts of the Middle East today, very much in the same way. The bride would wait for the groom in her family home in the village. And her friends would be there and family, and they would all gather and wait with her, and her bridesmaids especially would be there. And in this case, there were 10 bridesmaids as part of the wedding. And the groom did not show up till midnight. So it's getting dark. In fact, it's been dark for a little while. And 5 of the bridesmaids had enough oil in their lamps, and 5 of the bridesmaids did not. So they had to go get some, the ones who had no oil. Now, in those days, when a woman was out at night, she would carry a lamp. And it wouldn't be as we would think it would be, where it would be for a flashlight, holding it down near the ground so that you could see if there's a rock or a hole or something, you know, fall in it. She would hold it closer up to her face so that other people, particularly men going along on the road at night, would recognize there's a woman traveling at night. That was one of the ways of ensuring better safety for women. If they had to go out at night, they made sure everyone knew that she was a woman. Jesus is saying the same thing to us. That it's, he already knows all about us. But he wants us to open up and invite him to know everything about us. The confession of sin, when we do that, either on our own daily or when we're together and at other times, that is a door opening up to Jesus, say, please come and know everything about me. I want to know that you know that. I don't want to hide anything from you. It's holding the lamp up to towards our face so that we can be fully recognized for who we are by Jesus. Now, there's a lot of things in this parable. One of them is how the five bridesmaids did not take care to be known by others in the way they could have been known. That's the big one, I think, that struck me this time around. It points to how we accept that Jesus knows us and that we even invite him to know us. It's easy to think, even with that in our minds, it's easy to think that the five bridesmaids who did not have enough oil did not care enough about their friend, and they were simply lazy people, not fit for the celebration. And then it's easy to think for us that if we do not do things properly, then we will not be accepted into the kingdom of God, because we didn't measure up. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. And I don't think that's the case. In fact, at the end of the very end of the reading that Richard read just a minute ago, the five bridesmaids who had to go out and get the oil say, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I tell you, I do not know you. He didn't say, truly I tell you, you just didn't act properly. You weren't prepared. You didn't have the things you were supposed to do. He said, I do not know you. And I think what Jesus is asking us to consider deeply and daily is to say, shine your light on me and know everything about me. Help me to know that you know everything about me. Now, we can want to be in that situation where we're not known, especially by Jesus. And we can think that if Jesus really knew what we were like, he would reject us. And the thing is, Jesus does know us just as we are. And he does not reject us. He knows everything about us and always has. Psalm 139, no matter where we are and where we go, even from the time of our conception, he knows us and knows everything about us and does not reject us. He knows us like we're holding the lamp up to our face so that we can be readily seen. We know that we're loved more than we can grasp or imagine when we come to realize he knows everything about us but doesn't reject us and still loves us deeply. We know that we'll never be abandoned for anything or any reason at any time at all. And we know that he will always be with us through every single trial that happens in our lives, every incident of every kind. And I think that that is a pretty challenging thing. You know, I want to be okay. I want to be okay to the point where Jesus says, oh, look, yeah, you're okay. We don't have to go any further. Great job. But Jesus keeps going further. He keeps going deeper and deeper into our heart and our soul and our mind and our emotions and everything about us so that it can be restored and redeemed and brought further into the kingdom, and we can reflect what it is to be in his family. So the challenge comes up. Are you ready to know that you are known and welcomed by Jesus just as you are? Are you ready to know that you are known and welcomed by Jesus just as you are? And what is Jesus telling you about the way that he loves you right now? Especially if there's things coming to your mind that maybe even are making you a little anxious, and you're thinking, I don't know if I'm comfortable with Jesus knowing that because I don't want anybody else to know it. What's Jesus telling you about that right now? What is Jesus telling you about how he will always love you no matter what happens, no matter what goes on in your life? What's coming into your heart right now about what Jesus is saying to you? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us no matter what, that you are always with us, always on our side, that you know everything there is to know about us, and you love us deeply and will never let us go. We ask that we would be able, in the power of your Spirit, to live lives in such a way that shows that and reflects that and spreads that all around wherever we go. And we ask that for the glory of your name. Amen.